Hello, listeners. This is Ken Laster coming to you from San Diego, California. I just wanted to let you know that although you will hear references to my final show, I am referring only to my radio broadcast on WWUH. This podcast will continue on its weekly basis, as I have done now for many years. So let's begin this week's episode of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Welcome back, listeners. This is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name is Ken Laster, and this will be the final hour of the final show of Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. It's been a sheer delight to bring this show to you each and every week. Let's begin with Ahmad Jamal Trio. I love music. After all, that is what this is all about. From the album Awakening, this is the Ahmad Jamal Trio. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, if that set didn't get your attention, didn't wake you up, I don't know what will. Great set of music from some incredible players. The last thing you heard, Question and Answer, a Pat Metheny composition performed by a quartet of Gary Burton on vibes, Pat Metheny on guitar, Steve Swallow on bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. From an album called Quartet Live, 2009 release. Before that, you heard from the great Joe Farrell from his album Moon Germs, and he was just going crazy on soprano sax on that one. Hope you like that. The name of the album, Moon Germs, from 1973, one of my favorite albums. This one features a great quartet, Joe Farrell on sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Stanley Clark on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And we started all that out with kind of a cool jazz tune, I would say. I love music. And as I said, that's what this is all about, the love of music. From the album The Awakening, the Ahmad Jamal Trio, 1958 release. And this one has his trio of Ahmad Jamal on piano, Jamil Nasser on bass, and Frank Gant on drums. We are going to continue with a set of music, as I often do, from local-based artists. That is, artists that have learned their craft here in the Hartford area. And we're going to begin with Warren Bird. You'll also hear from Noah Preminger and Nicole Zaratis in this set. We're going to start with Warren Bird, an album he just re-released, originally recorded back in 2000, released 20 years later. This is What Is This Thing Called Love from his album Truth Raised Twice. This is Warren Bird.
Thank you. Thank you. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful.
What a Wonderful World by Nicole Zaratis from her latest release, All Wandering Hearts. And that is an attitude we all have to keep up through all of what is going on these days, the world situation, the pandemic, the racial strife, the economy. There's a lot to take in, but it's great if you can keep that attitude. What a Wonderful World. You have to, actually, to keep going. Before that, we heard from Noah Preminger from his album Before the Rain. That was the title track. And he gets such a beautiful sound out of that tenor saxophone, especially when playing a ballad like that. And we started out that set with Warren Bird from his latest release, a re-release, entitled Truth Raised Twice is the name of the album. And of course, we heard the jazz standard, What Is This Thing Called Love? And we're going to finish out today's show, the last show of Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove with myself as your host. It really has been the highlight of my recent years to be able to come into the studio on Fridays and to bring this music to you. And I'd like to thank all of my listeners. I love you all. I especially would like to thank those who supported this station through our fund drives. And I'm really going to miss doing this show. And I gave a lot of thought to the last song that I will play here on Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. And I thought it was appropriate to play Stevie Wonder's As. Because I'll be loving you always. Thank you, folks. Goodbye.
Joy and pain.